From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Wondering what it's like to get tested for COVID-19? WGCU's Andrea Perdomo was recently tested at a National Guard drive-through test site in Miami. She shares her experience with us in this audio postcard.
I was recently on assignment and the photographer I was with tested positive for COVID-19. So I'm trying to get tested. I'm at Marlins Park in Miami where they've set up a drive-through station, and it's difficult to kind of navigate where you're supposed to go. So hold on, I'm getting stopped by a public service. Tengo un examen hoy a las 10. Sí. He just asked me if I had an appointment in Spanish. Gracias. So they have the road blocked off with all these cones, and there's a lot of public safety personnel and what looks to be police officers blocking the area surrounding Marlins Park. I've had a dry cough, as you just heard, probably for about 6 days, 6-7 days. I thought maybe it was related to allergies, but given the fact that I came into contact with someone who has tested positive and I have this cough, that's kind of led me to want to go ahead and get tested just to be sure. Mother's Day was just a couple of days ago, and I did spend some time with my mom, and I feel terrible because now she's not able to go to work. She's not going to work until I get these test results. So we'll see. There's some National Guard people here. Hi.
Good morning.
I have an appointment today for 10 o'clock.
To get tested?
To get tested.
All right, perfect. Do you have your ID on you?
Yes.
Go ahead and put that right here on the dashboard.
Okay. Can you see it there?
Yeah. Okay. And do you have a piece of paper you can write your phone number on? Because that's how they're going to contact you for the results.
Actually, I do. That goes on the dash as well?
Yep. Okay. And it's 5 miles an hour while you're here. Mm-hmm. You got to keep your windows up at all times and it's instructed to lower them. And then keep off your cell phone while operating the vehicle.
Okay.
Perfect. All right, so you're good to go.
Thank you.
Roll your windows up for me.
The road here, the dirt road with between the cones, this little zigzag line that they've formed, is pretty worn out. So you can tell that there's been a lot of activity, a lot of cars rolling through here along this same path. So I am moving from one parking lot to another. There is another Florida National Guard soldier directing me. So, we're moving into a third parking lot. This parking lot is packed though. There's a couple of lines that look similar, I guess, how you would describe going through airport security. There's several different lanes that are set up. There are what looks to be Florida National Guard people dressed in the gowns. They have the face masks. There's a man that looks to be like in a hazmat suit at the very end of the line who seems to be the one administering the test. Okay. Oh, man. All right. So there's just one car ahead of me. I don't know why now I feel a little bit nervous. Okay. They're verifying my information. There's a refrigerator actually underneath their tent where they're putting the samples. So that's kind of interesting. Looks like I'm next up. My palms are a little sweaty. He's putting on a new pair of gloves, fresh pair of gloves. So I guess that's comforting.
This is going to explain your result process, okay?
Okay.
There's a website you go there, you get results in 5 to 7 days.
Okay.
All right. Andrea Perdomo?
Yes.
January 8th, 88?
Yes.
All right, it's going to be an oral sub, so you're going to open your mouth, stick your tongue out, say ah, okay?
Okay.
All right. Stick your tongue out, say ah. You say an ah.
Ah.
There you go. All right. All good.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, have a great day.
You too. All right, and that's it. I am coughing, but I'm so happy that they didn't stick it up my nose. It just ended up being an oral swab. It's just no different than when you kind of put your toothbrush a little bit too far back down your tongue. He did give me a paper, and the paper says that I should have my results back in up to 7 days.
That was WGCU's Andrea Perdomo sharing her experience with drive-through COVID-19 testing in Miami. She got her results back on Tuesday, and her results were negative. This is WGCU News.